Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jim, two games here. You're not getting a lot of shots in those grade A areas. Is that a function of what they're doing defensively, or are you not pleased with how you're attacking overall?
I think it's a function of they're defending well. It's also a function of we're not playing fast enough. Like, we're slow in transition, which is not allowing us to possess pucks, and it's not allowing us to get in on the forecheck well enough.
Jim Montgomery last night. I guess we can get to some other stuff that went wrong for the Bruins. It's more fun to yell about the goalies, though, I'll be honest. Arcan, give me the numbers again. Swayman and Allmark against the Leafs. These seem relevant.
Yeah, they played three times this year, and the Bruins won all three. The game Allmark played, they won all of them. But in the game that Allmark played, they won 4-3 in overtime. They lost that game yesterday 3-2, so that's two games. He's given up six goals in two games against them this year. Swayman, on the other hand, in three games, has let in three goals, one in each game.
Huh.
Just a dominant matchup.
So Swayman's
given up awesome against them.
Three goals total in three games against Toronto, all wins.
Yep.
Allmark gives up, what is it, three goals
six.
A game?
Yeah, six in two games.
Okay, three goals a game, not three goals in three games, three goals a game.
And which, by the way, isn't terrible.
No.
But it's not as good as Swayman.
It's not great.
It's just, come on.
A goals against average of three is not great.
No.
At all. It's a small sample size. But, okay, he wins half his starts. Swayman wins all of them. That seems pretty simple to me. Maybe I'm oversimplifying it. I also like the number.
Two goals would have been enough for Swayman in any game this year against Toronto.
Okay.
Any game they played.
They would have won every other single game.
You know, like, all they needed in any of those games that Swayman played against Toronto was two goals.
Let me give you one more number. Auston Matthews has 12 goals in his career against Allmark. He has two against Swayman. But sure, let's give him a goalie that he has success against. Let's keep rolling him out there because rotation, and it's goalie communism, and it's Little League Baseball, and everybody deserves their turn. Sure, let's do that. A couple of texts here, 37937. Before we get back to your phone calls, a lot of you waiting patiently at 617-779-7937. By the way, we will get to some Patriots rumors coming up at 3 o'clock. A lot of good ones out there. It's also a 2 for Tuesday here on WEEI. We have another pair of tickets to give away to Red Sox and Cubs on Sunday at Fenway Park. That's at 3:30. So make sure you're listening for that pair of tickets on a 2 for Tuesday. We've been doing it all day here on WEEI, starting with the Greg Hill Show, through Gresham Fourier, and here today on Jones and Arcand. No Mego. Couple of texts. Please give Ryan more mic time. Defending, you are the voice of the fan today, Ryan. Defending,
I guess I am.
Defending Linus Allmark.
I appreciate you reading my text, by the way. It's nice of you.
Again, 63%. We're doing our job. That number's dropping. 63% say the goalies or the goalie rotation is 0% to blame.
That's still unfathomable.
For last night. Okay, but that's down. We're doing our job. Yeah. We're chiseling away. Chiseling away.
0%. Berating people into voting something different.
Good. No, that's fine. I'll bully people until
people
I get my way.
People need to be
that's
told things sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If I got a bully to get my way, I'll do it. 21% say a little, 17% say a lot. A few more texts here. I have a new narrative for you, Jones. They play better for Swayman. Hmm. I think there's something to that last night. Were they flat to start last night?
Seemed like it.
Yes. Some of that might have been Toronto needed the game. They're the more desperate team. They got smoked in game one. They need to respond. And what'd they put, 14 shots on net, something like that, in the first period?
Yeah. So they're buzzing around. The Bruins got outplayed in that first period and still led.
They're buzzing around. Maybe it's because Toronto needed the game. I'll grant you that. Or maybe it's because the Bruins treated it like it was the Canadiens in November. The Canadiens probably is giving it too much credit. They're treating it like it was the Sabres in November. And it's just another game. And so the Bruins came out flat because it's just another game. Think about that. Swayman had 35 saves. He let up one goal and dominated the Leafs. That's true. Goalie's job is to make saves. It's on Ullmark. Also true. I like this too. The Bruins telegraphed who they like better. Starting game one implies he'd also get game seven. So why are they screwing around with it? It's a good point. I hadn't actually thought that out. Like, if you start him game one, he's going to get game seven. That means you trust him more. You also, as we pointed out numerous times, tried to trade Ullmark. So you don't believe in Ullmark. You're not going to give him game seven. You tried to trade him. Why are you even playing him in the Stanley Cup playoffs? Why even bother?
Makes no sense. And that's a big part of this that I think people are ignoring, too, is that if Ullmark got traded, I don't think that you're looking at a Swayman, Brandon Bussey goalie.
No, you have to do it.
Arcan,
you got to do it.
Do you?
Yes, you have to do the rotation. Brandon Bussey would have to be the guy.
You have to. You'd have to go every other day.
Yep.
Just because Jeremy Swayman is completely physically incapable of going game after game after game.
Uh-huh.
That's the argument. Mm-hmm. The argument is that Jeremy Swayman cannot do it, right? That's it. It's not that Ullmark's so great. It's that Jeremy Swayman cannot have that. He can't handle that kind of workload. He just can't do it. He's 25 years old, but he wasn't conditioned for it during the regular season, and there's no way he can do it in the playoffs. So you would have to do it, right? I mean, you'd have to have Brandon Bussey going every other night if they had done what they wanted to do, what this organization wanted to do, and trade Linus Ullmark if he hadn't vetoed the trade.
Swayman gets 2-4-6. I'm sorry. Bussey, rather, gets 2-4-6. Yep, correct.
Let's hear from the Bussey people. Where are they? 617-779-7927. Where's the Brandon Bussey rotation people? I'd like to hear from you.
The floor is yours. Let's go to our good buddy Jake in Boston. What's going on today, Jake?
Boys, since the 2019 Eastern Conference Finals, the Bruins have taken a 1-0 series lead, I think, eight times. Six of them. They've had game two at home. They're 0-6. They are 33-33 at home in the playoffs since the 2011 Stanley Cup Finals. When you lose all of these games at home, this is not an organizational problem. It's a lifestyle problem. These guys, the way you think about these series is very, very different than the regular season. When you go on the road, those road trips are longer. You're not in and out for a road game. You're there in a city. So that Maple Leaf team got to stew for 48 hours in your city, locked in their hotel rooms. And you guys went home, you changed diapers, you had the kids, you had the families. You were distracted, they were focused.
I agree. Kids are a distraction. I agree, Jake, 1,000%. Who would argue with that? When I'm trying to get my bets in, when I'm trying to watch games, Lucas is squawking in my ear. I agree. Kids are a distraction, fine. Is that the issue? I heard John Lyons, by the way, John Lyons, great coverage last night on WEEI.
He's going
from 10 to 12 after
EEI
a lot of
late night
games.
Is back.
It is.
That's exciting because I have the very first WEEI late night, so it warms my heart to see that show back on the air.
Nice.
Even though if it's only temporary, I do enjoy that it's back.
So he's on after all these games. Bruins, Celtics, I heard him last night from 10 to midnight. He was doing a great job. His theory on why they keep dropping these games, the building's too tight. And he's not blaming the fans, but just... the fans are into it. The fans are foaming at the mouth, and the Bruins are so soft they can't handle it. And they start playing tense, which I don't think is a bad theory. I don't think it's a bad theory at all. But make sure you're listening to that. That would be after the games on Wednesday. I'm sure he'll be on again.
Yes.
Mark,
and by the way, you're looking at the original late night roster.
All right, stop making it about yourself.
I'm just saying.
I was trying to say something nice about John Lyons.
Yeah,
stop making it about yourself.
Look at us now.
Mark's in New Jersey. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So, hey, if you guys want to get rid of Ullmark, I know a team that'll take him in a heartbeat. That's the Devils.
Okay, well, it's a little late for that. I understand they could have traded him. I think that was one of
the
teams that was
interested. Would have just vetoed it, probably.
Yeah. Speak a little quicker next time, too. I mean, my goodness.
Look, I'm going to take that. He was in and out on his point. Sal's in Redding. Go ahead, Sal.
Yeah, I don't think that Ullmark had a bad game, but I got to be honest, every time Toronto would come into the Bruins zone, I get that nervous Tuukka Rask feeling like they're going to score. And I didn't have that with Swayman, but for some reason, I just felt nervous every time.
Okay. The Rask comparison feels, and I'm really reacting less to their play, but more the commentary around it.
Mm.
Tuukka Rask never gave up a bad goal, Arcan. It was always the play in front of him or the offense went invisible. And look, there's plenty of blame to go around there, too. 3-7, 93-7. You should be focusing on Hampus. He's been awful. Fair.
He's been bad.
I mean, Grizzlick's been terrible.
He's been on the ice for a lot of goal. Yeah, I mean, he's not been good.
Shattenkirk, Peak is hurt now. Yeah. So, like, their back end has been bad. What about the top six forwards? We addressed it briefly. Marchand, invisible. You know, DeBrusque, that's, he was on the ice for some of those goals in game one. Those are power play goals. 5-on-5, they have 3 goals in 2 games. Not good enough. So there's other criticism to go around, but it does feel like Rask, where it's always everything else around him. I can never blame the goalie. That's how it feels with Allmark. And yeah, that, to me, is annoying.
It is annoying. And it's also, I mean, listen, the reality of this team is that this isn't a great Bruins team, I don't think. I don't think anybody would mistake them for the 2011 team or anything else, except for one potential thing that could put them over the top, and that's Jeremy Swayman getting hot. And I think that that's really all they have. That's all they can really look to and say, this is how we're going to win.
Okay.
And they're refusing to do it.
So continue to vote here. How big of a factor did the goalie rotation play in last night's loss? Should we be blaming something else? You can dial us up, 617-779-7937. Another pair of tickets we'll be giving away to Red Sox and Cubs about a half hour from now on a 2 for Tuesday on WEEI. When we come back, let's get to the latest Patriots rumors at pick number 3. They haven't fielded a worthwhile pick. In fact, the offers have been laughable. What does it say about the Pats on Thursday night? We'll get to it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.